Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Take me outside. Sit in the green garden. Nobody out there. But it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight. Don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside. Sit in the green garden.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. British singer Laura Mvula has garnered comparisons to Adele and Amy Winehouse, and sure, she does have that retro soul thing going on, but what puts Laura Mvula's debut album, Sing to the Moon, in its own category is what's added to that soulful sound, namely lush orchestrations, carefully crafted layers of vocals, and tight, jazzy harmonies. We'll talk with Laura in just a moment, but first, let's hear some music. This is Laura Mvula with her trio playing a stripped-down acoustic set live in the Soundcheck studio and a song called Father, Father.
Father, let me love you. Saw you wandering in my dream last night, singing, wonder, wonder what you might do. You can't simply hide a dream in the blue. Don't try to fight, don't let me go. You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, bye, let me go. Father, please don't let me go. Brother, brother, let me love you. Whisper all your deepest fears. You can trust me, and when it's over, we can be green. Finally, let's make amends. Try to save it. Don't try to fight. Don't let me go. You've gone too far. I know I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why let me go? Father, please don't let me go. Let me love you. 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 Don't try to fight, don't let me go. You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why let me go, Father? Father, please don't let me go. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father, please don't let me go. Father, Father, bye. Father, please don't let me go. Father, Father, why you love me?
That is Laura Mvula, live in the Soundcheck studio with her song called Father, Father. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And let me introduce the rest of your band. Your sister, Dion Douglas, on violin, and your brother, James Douglas, playing the cello. Laura playing the keyboard. So you guys could do like a little Schubert trio here if the mood struck
Schubert?
You.
I'm not sure. Maybe Haydn.
Maybe a Haydn trio, yeah. So are you all classically trained? Was that in the family?
Yes. Me to a more basic level. But James and Dion are much more advanced than I. Hence why there's not a violin in my hand, even though I used to play.
Really?
Right.
Okay. But you also studied, obviously, piano.
That's right.
Did you study singing as well? Did you do classical singing at all?
No. Singing started for me when I started touring around with my auntie's a cappella group, Black Voices.
Mm-hmm.
And they sang a lot of different styles, reggae, soul music, jazz, some folk arrangements. And I was captivated by their sound, five-part harmony, and they covered such a range. And sometimes they'd even imitate instruments with their voices.
Mm-hmm.
And I copied and asked when I was about 16 if I could join the group, and I was allowed to come on tour.
Well, that's got to be great training, because you're completely exposed as a singer.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it was amazing for me to go to all those different places and to be given a platform for the first time. It was super hard for me. I found, like you say, it was so, a cappella music can be so exposing. And the part I was singing was alto, and that was often the lead vocal. And oftentimes I wasn't quite confident enough, but I was given room to grow. So I owe a lot to that time.
Yeah. So Black Voices is your aunt's.
That's right. Carol Pemberton. Yeah.
So, man, music runs all over your family.
It's true. It does. And I feel very blessed to have grown up around such awesome music and awesome performers and writers.
Yeah.
It's endless.
So how did you go from the a cappella group and the classical piano training into, I'm going to say retro soul because everyone's
That's
using
fine.
That, but you know what I mean.
I know this, what you
it's,
mean.
It's, you know, how did that happen, that move?
I'm not really sure. During university, I put a group together that I guess you could say was like a soul or a neo-soul experiment. But it really was an experiment on my part. I was leading it, but I was quite a feeble, again, quite a feeble singer. But I had these ideas that I wanted to share, and I had six friends that were willing to, and James and Dion were in the band as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we toured locally in Birmingham, where we grew up. And from there, I don't know, I had an interest in being on the stage a little bit. And then when the band disbanded, I decided I needed to be creative on my own, and I wasn't sure what that would be or what it would sound like. But I started what I would call song sketching, which was just me with my laptop and a keyboard and a microphone. And I found that I enjoyed layering up my voice.
Yeah.
That became the hobby.
Yeah.
And from there, the songs grew.
So when you say keyboard, I would naturally say, well, she must mean piano, but you mentioned laptops, so you could in fact be talking about like GarageBand or something like
well,
that.
Well, no, I used to start at the piano, so the upright that was in our flat, that's where I would sort of improvise and get some very sort of sketchy ideas together. And then to put it down or to record it, I would play it into the computer and sing parts down.
All right. We're speaking with Laura Mvula. Her album is called Sing to the Moon. It is out now, and it really puts to good use all of these different musical ideas, these different musical worlds we've been talking about.
I hope so.
You've got, like, what sounds like a pretty full orchestra.
Tricked you. Yeah, we actually recorded the album in a room probably a quarter of the size of this room. Which it was a tiny studio. So in order to get the orchestral sound or to try to achieve it, we used a string quartet, plus a double bass at times, and just tried to layer up the sound pretty much the same way I did with my voice to make a choir, which is fun. And of course, it's much cheaper that way.
Right, right. And you have four or five very tired musicians.
That's
by
correct.
The end of the day.
Very smelly, yeah.
but there's like harp on
that's
one
right.
song, so that's not a sample tar. It sounds like a real harp.
That's a real harp. I was very lucky because when I came up with what instruments I wanted to use, really it stemmed from using GarageBand, or you guys would say
Garage band.
Yes. on my Apple Mac. And I was using what I found to be the most tolerable instrument sounds on there. And, you know, I was using the Celeste and timpani and strings and the brass pad. And then the harp was just something that, I don't know, I found to be captivating and easy on the ear. So I was lucky to work with two incredible harpists in the studio.
Wow. So you did all the arranging yourself?
That's right. Steve Brown, who produced the record, kind of came on board after he'd heard She and Green Garden, and actually hadn't written more once he'd heard those. He said, you should continue writing, and I did. He was really encouraging. And from there, we built up this Sing to the Moon album, which kind of feels like a happy accident.
Well, and includes both of those songs you mentioned, She and Green Garden, which is the one we heard a little bit of as we were beginning here. It also includes this song Diamond, which you guys are going to play for us next, in this kind of chamber music setting, you know, this kind of piano, violin, cello thing.
So, yeah.
All in the family.
Absolutely.
Let's hear it. It's Laura Mvula with her sister and brother, Dion and James Douglas, playing the string instruments live on Soundcheck with a song called Diamond.
Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. Waiting for a day of change to come.
dancing in a gloomy storm, dancing, dancing.
That is Laura Mvula live on Soundcheck with Dion and James Douglas on violin and cello, respectively. The three siblings performing a song called Diamond. And you'll find a version of that on Laura Mvula's record called Sing to the Moon, which is out now. Laura and the trio doing a stripped-down acoustic set live in the Soundcheck studio today. And we're going to hear next one of the singles that is on the record called Sing to the Moon. This song is called She.
She walked toward you with her head down. She wondered if there's a way out of the blue. Who's gonna take her home this time? She knew that this time wouldn't be the last time. She waits looking for a savior, someone to save her from a dying self. Always taking 10 steps back and one step forward. She's tired, but she don't stop. She don't stop. No. She don't stop. She don't stop. She don't stop. Every day she stood, hoping for a new light. She closed her eyes, then she heard a small voice say, "You don't stop, no, you belong to me." She cried, maybe it's too late. No. She don't stop, she don't stop, she don't stop. No. She don't stop, she don't stop, she don't stop. No.
She don't stop. She don't stop. No. She walked toward you with her head down. She wondered if there's a way out of the blow. Who's gonna take her home this time? She knew that this time wouldn't be the last time.
The song is called She. And that is Laura Mvula, live on soundcheck at Our Piano. Once again, Dion Douglas, her sister, playing violin. James, her brother, playing the cello. And another live set here in the soundcheck studio. Laura, let me ask you to go back from the piano to the keyboard so I can, since I can't see you over there by the piano. Laura Mvula's record is called Sing to the Moon. Mvula, by the way, is spelled M-V-U-L-A. So the family name is Douglas. This is your married name.
That's correct.
So your husband, his family must be from one of the southern African countries.
Zambia,
okay. your family roots are in the Caribbean, right?
That's right.
Do you ever, get into, you mentioned singing reggae with your aunt's mm-hmm. a cappella group.
Yes.
Does any of that Caribbean influence come into play in your
yes.
own songwriting?
Well, obviously, but I think I like to think that it's in the subconscious,
in the DNA.
Yeah, and sometimes when I hear the way I pronounce words, it sounds like the dialect Patois to me.
Uh huh.
But that I might be wrong.
So many English singers, Americans hear them, and unless you tell them they're English, they wouldn't know it.
Okay.
You seem to have more of a British.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you listen? Was that a conscious thing? Were you sort of, were there singers that were kind of touchstones for you?
That's a really interesting question. I grew up listening to a lot of British soul music, Beverly Knight, Seal, Desiree, and then much later with Amy Winehouse and lovely Anne LaHavas. And I guess it's all kind of, they're all there as influences, I hope.
Right.
I'm flattered if people hear that,
Right.
I like to think that the music nods to that sound.
Soundcheck listeners, you can check out our session with Leon LaHavas earlier this year in the archives at soundcheck.org. So, Laura, you sounded almost surprised earlier when you were talking about how this record came together.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like, wow, now I have a record.
Yes.
What do you do for an encore? Are you working on more songs?
No. we're still bang in the middle of a really exciting time touring. The live setup is it's such a challenge, but in a good way,
Yeah.
There were 22 musicians on the record, and I tour with a 6-piece band, and everybody sings. So, each place we play, we experience something new. And my sound team are also amazing. There's a lot going on.
So there's a lot going on,
yeah. But I have done some writing projects recently, not in album form, but I've written some music for a documentary that's coming out a couple of other things and collaborations with other artists coming up.
Very nice. Well, and the tour, you've got your brother and sister in the band with you, so that's nice.
Yeah, for now.
Wow. Good thing this interview is ending. Who knows where that would lead. Laura, I know that this is a rare day off during this busy tour. I am really glad that the three of you came in to play for us today.
It's a pleasure.
The album's called Sing to the Moon from Laura Mvula. This is Soundcheck. Hope you've enjoyed our live session here at soundcheck.org with Laura Mvula. There's more to come tomorrow when Deertick joins us here in the studio to play some music from their new record, which has a little bit of a different sound. Hope you'll join us for that right here, 2 p.m. Eastern at soundcheck.org. www.radiomercy.org. Today's session with Laura Mvula will be available for on-demand listening. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter or both, and we'll let you know when it's ready.
Try to write the perfect song for you. Then I realized it didn't belong to me. It didn't belong.